At next week's meeting of every BC city and town, the Syrian refugee crisis will be top of mind. The city of Prince George passed an emergency resolution last night. It will ask for its fellow BC communities to ask the federal government to do more and bring more Syrian refugees into Canada. So far, the feds promised to bring in 10,000 Syrians over the next 3 years. For more, we have Prince George City Councillor Brian Skakin on the line. He helped spearhead the resolution. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and to your listeners.
What are you hoping this resolution will achieve?
Well, I mean, it's keeping it in the public light. It's what it's really doing is putting more pressure on the federal government to basically do more. My understanding is they committed last year to bring in something like 11,000 refugees. A little over 1,100 have been admitted so far. I think they're quite behind. And there's mayors, big city mayors. We have Garth Brazell, a city councillor of Prince George, who was just at the Federation of Canadian Municipalities board meeting over the weekend. They passed an emergency resolution. So there's a lot of interest across the country from not only politicians, but private groups, churches, and other organizations that to want to allow more refugees to be allowed to come into Canada.
And why is this something that the city of Prince George would take on as an issue they believe they should be pressuring the government on?
Well, I think, you know, as far as public policy, any municipality has the right and, you know, the responsibility to do that. The city of Whistler, I understand, has a resolution coming next week. So there could be a number of resolutions on the floor. And Prince George, you know, is like a lot of other communities in BC, you know, we're caring, compassionate. And we thought the right thing to do is to bring a resolution to the UBCM and just, have some good discussion about it, get some media attention on it, and continue putting pressure on the federal government to do more.
How engaged would you say the Prince George community is in this, in helping Syrian refugees?
Well, you know, I had on my Facebook page, it got quite political, and some people were so worried about the security of the country and ISIS, and they're worried that not only the men that might come from Syria, the women and children are going to be terrorists as well. I mean, it's as far as the fear factor, and that's what I call it, it just seems to be really, really out of control with some people. But I think the clear majority of people in Prince George are supportive of this. I went to a meeting that was created by a Facebook group last week, and one of the people there that spoke was a Syrian refugee that moved to Prince George 4 years ago and absolutely loves it. So, like I said, it's not just the politicians, it's all sorts of private groups and individuals that want to open up our doors and, do more with our humanitarian responsibilities, I guess, on a global scale.
You passed an emergency resolution on this last night. How did that go? Take us through the conversation.
Well, there was two city councillors missing, but they would have been supportive of it anyways. And, myself and Councillor Krause talked about retired General Rick Hillier. He was on CBC a couple of nights ago talking about, his experience with the armed forces, the RCMP and that. And he basically said that, we shouldn't sort of rule and not allow these refugees in, because of fear, and that the federal government could easily have 50,000 refugees in this country properly screened, I think he said, by Christmas this year. So, that was a big part of our discussion last night. We have really an expert on Canadian security talking about the ability to get these people in the country and to not let fear sort of dissuade us from doing this.
And
so it was a good debate, sorry.
Is that the number that you would also believe Canada should let in, or is it somewhere between 11,000 and 50,000? Where would you suggest that number lie?
Well, I think the key thing is that we did a couple things last night. Is we want them to increase the amount. We never set a limit on it. We want them to report out to the Canadian public about the amount of refugees coming in. And then we also asked for we passed a special bullet in that resolution, and that is that according to the UN, the people living within Syria that want to escape, and those are the ones that are drowning, and dying trying to leave Syria, they're not defined as a refugee. So we want to make sure that the federal government works with the service groups across the country, the United Nations, and whoever else it is to get the refugee, not the refugees, the folks that want to get out of Syria, get them out of Syria, into Europe and North America. So, we've had a few key different asks of the federal government, But I think the pressure has been turned up on them. And with the election going on right now, this is an issue. You know, sure, the economy is an issue, but the refugee is an issue. And, you know, Canada's image on a global scale, I think, has taken a beating in the past couple of years because of the lack of action on behalf of the federal government.
Hmm. And are you optimistic that other cities and towns in BC will also support this motion?
I believe they will. You know, the issue of security might come up. But really, I think the big thing is, and we'll remind people at the convention next week, because we'll talk to them, a lot of these municipalities, before it gets on the floor, and I think it's next Friday, that, you know, this is the right thing to do, and I don't think you'll really get anybody speaking against it. And if they do, they're going to have some pretty sound reasons. But I think it's overall, I think we'll get clear support for this, and that's going to be important to show the federal government that the province of British Columbia, local government officials are united, and that we want them to do more. So I'm hopeful.
And is that enough, do you think, to change the federal government's course of action?
Well, and like I said, that's part of it. And you have these non-government organizations that are pressuring them. You have churches. You have all these other people that are and groups that are pressuring them. You know, the other parties in the federal election have said they're going to up the ante and allow in more refugees. So, I mean, you have to strike while, you know, I guess the iron's hot, if you will. And I think right now is the time in the next few weeks to get the federal government to commit to do more and report out what they're doing.
Okay. Brian Skakin, thank you very much for this.
Thank you very much.
Brian Skakin is a Prince George City Councillor.